the rest of the story. Dick Marlin was a salesman for TeleMed Cardiopulmonary Systems, manufacturer of sophisticated heart monitoring equipment. Dick knew everything there was to know about the hardware and the software. He'd had 20 hours of training in cardiology, so when he visited that Midwestern hospital, 1982, the staff was impressed with his pitch. Three doctors and the ICCU nurse were present. Dick explained how the system integrated ECGs and computers to compare readings for diagnostic purposes, how much data could be transmitted to other locations automatically, and if this starts sounding a little technical, stay with me. One of the doctors said, could we see this thing in action? Dick said he'd be delighted to give a demonstration. All he needed was a guinea pig, a volunteer, whom he could hook up to the machinery. So Dick went out to the hospital corridor and approached an orderly. Did the man have a moment? Dick asked. The orderly said he did. Dick brought the young attendant into the conference room, introduced him to the others. The demonstration would begin as soon as Dick prepared the equipment. Suddenly, there was a flash of lightning, followed by a tremendous clap of thunder, and Dick shook his head. He had hoped to transmit the demonstration data to his company's main office in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, but not in a thunderstorm. The system must be switched to a local mode. The nurse asked how that would affect the operation of the equipment. Dick explained that the information from the test would be rendered graphically right on the spot. And then he turned to the orderly, said, I'm going to attach some wires to your chest and arm and leg. And he added that it was a completely painless procedure. Well, the machinery whirred and it purred, and Dick keyed in the necessary demographic data. Internally, the system read the analog wave forms, compared them to the database. As the demonstration progressed, the results began to appear on a strip in the familiar peaks and valleys associated with such testing. At first, nobody noticed. The doctors merely glanced at the strip, but were more concerned with the overall efficiency of the system. They were impressed. They were interested. Dick was certain he'd made the sale. Then, after everybody was gone, Dick took a closer look at the strip, the results of the test he had administered. Quickly, his eyes grew wide. The evidence of such bizarre arrhythmias could mean several things, all of them bad. The man who had volunteered for the test was examined further and deemed candidate for a prompt heart transplant. The transplant was performed, and there is a fellow walking around alive today because a salesman named Dick Marlin dropped in to demonstrate his medical equipment. Now, I mentioned an orderly whom Dick had recruited for the demonstration. The orderly from out in the hall, his prospective guinea pig. He was called away suddenly. He had been called away suddenly. Dick was so eager to promote his product that he took off his own shirt. He attached the wires to his own body. He took the test himself. Otherwise, he would never have known that he was dying. Was there ever such a phrase as salesman? Heal thyself? Well, there is now. For now you know the rest of the story.